Hello everyone, this is Incredible Fencing Podcast. For more information, you can visit my website, subscribe to my YouTube channel or Instagram page.
Hey everyone, this is Incredible Fencing Podcast and episode number 8. This time, I'm going to record this episode by myself because last time it was two guests. In last two episodes, I invited two guests to talk about fencing. That was quite interesting and exciting, I guess. And thanks for everybody who supported this episode and who wrote some comments, who liked it, who subscribed for the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. Some people also subscribe for my YouTube channel and Instagram page, which is also quite good, I think. But this time, I'm planning to make short episode about things which can get you more confident fencer, right? Because sometimes when you are fencing, doesn't matter how much time have you been doing it. But sometimes you can experience some difficulties and some issues in your fencing growth, right? Because it's never smooth line. I mean, it's never going up all the time, right? Sometimes you have ups, sometimes you have downs. So if you are having some sort of confidence, you can deal with your downs and get back to improving all the time, right? So this certain things not necessarily can be applied at the same time, but you can think about them and try to do them time to time, yeah, because everybody is different, and for some fencers it can be useful, but for some fencers maybe not that much. But still, if you have some knowledge about improving, about your training, about your things you do during fencing training, right, you can apply them anytime. All right, so I prepared 6 key points about how to become more confident fencer, or how to be more confident, or how to be more confident. Anyway, it's gonna be about your confidence on fencing pists, on fencing training and fencing competitions. So my tip number one is watching videos on YouTube, on other platforms, but I think YouTube is the most common one, right? So you can find many things, many interesting bouts and videos on YouTube. So when you watch fencing videos, even if you don't really pay attention, just enjoying it, enjoying their fencing, enjoying some particular fencers who are trying to win on the fencing piste, right, on some good competitions, some sort of World Cups or maybe World Championships, any type, right? If you see good fencers and you see how they fence, you're gonna learn how to fence by yourself. It doesn't mean necessarily need to copy them, but you can take some part of their fencing, or you can try to find out what's happening, how they make hits, how they move on the fencing piste, how they behave. And it can be very useful for you, because you every time you can find out some new, because everybody is different and everybody has got different tactics, strategy, different strokes on fencing pistes, yeah. So it's very useful to just observe, just pay attention at great fencers, and maybe coaches, what coach also says during fencing matches, how they communicate with fencing referee, how they do everything on the fencing piste, because during important competitions they show everything they can show, right? So this is very useful thing to watch fencing videos, and when you going to fence by yourself on fencing pists, sometimes you can use some things to win and to hit your opponent, right? So that was a tip number one, how to become more confident fencer. All right, and tip number two, it's ideomotoric training. I hope I call it in correct way. It's ideomotoric training. So what is ideomotoric training? That's a training when you are imagining some fencing match, fencing competition in your head. Yeah, it's not happening in real, but you can exercise in your fitness club, you can be everywhere physically, but mentally you try to do and repeat some situations which you can possibly meet on fencing competition or fencing practice, right? So you imagine some, you fence some particular person, or just in general you fence someone, right? So you can think what you could do and which strategy you're gonna choose, and you try to experience that fencing match just in your head, just mentally, right? And it's also gonna give you some feeling, I think. Yeah, I know some people who fencing in their head, they also can feel some emotions, right? You can just imagine how you fence on some World Cup, for example, even if you're not gonna go there. Yeah, you're just gonna imagine that in your head, and I think it's gonna help you to get there. Yeah, because you're gonna have some clear goal, you're gonna even gain some things. So in case you're gonna happen there in some big competition, yeah, or who knows, everywhere, yeah, so you're gonna have already some things to do, right? Okay, so that was tip number one, ideomotoric training, which is gonna help you to become more confident fencer. All right, and tip number three is success in other sports, right? So what does it mean, success in other sports? Basically, not only other sports, the other activities you can do. Yeah, so for example, if you reach success in some football match or some basketball match, yeah, you are not professional basketball player or football player, but if you get that success, yeah, you still have some inspiration on the fencing pist, I think. Yeah, because when you win in some game, when you having some positive emotions, some victories, yeah, it helps you to increase your mood, right? To have a nice mood, champion mindset. And this champion mindset is going to help you to be successful on the fencing pist as well, right? So we all know that winners and psychology of winner is very specific, yeah? It's basically when you are going to win, you have to have some special thoughts and special attitude in your head, and you mentally prepared to win, right? So this is very important, because you're not just gonna be, you don't need just to be strong physically, yeah, in technique wise and tactics, yeah. If you are having champion mindset, the victory mindset is I think it's one of the most important parts of victory on the pist, right? Sometimes people who are not very strong technically and they don't do that much things on the fencing pist, yeah, but they are fighting, they have champion mindset, and this mindset, this spirit usually helps them to to win, even if their technique part of fencing is not that high yet, right? So this is a very good thing. So if you are successed in other sports before, or you have some hobby which is also gives you some positive emotions about winning, right? So you can apply them, you can transfer this feeling into fencing, and if you're a champion in other things, it's gonna help you to become champion on fencing piste. That's for sure. And that was tip number 3, how to become more confident fencer. Okay, so tip number 4, it's training at home. Usually training at home is not that helpful as training on real fencing hall, right? When you come to fencing training, the very important part is to fence against other people, to have a lesson with coach, to do some footwork, right? When you are at home, especially these difficult times when we have COVID-19 everywhere, yeah, many people forced to train home and to do some exercises home, right? So what you can do when you are at home? Of course, nowadays many fencing clubs, they do online training, yeah, but usually it's very challengeable because it's still difficult to force yourself to do something when you are basically not at the fencing hall, right? But anyway, what you can do, you can practice some basic fencing moves, some practice some footwork. Of course, you can attend some Zoom sessions, right, or wherever it can be, maybe Skype, or I don't think somebody does Skype, actually. Yeah, majority of people, they do Zoom session because it's very nice software to do everything, right? But some people do Microsoft Teams as well, which is similar to Zoom. Anyway, so if you're gonna do this, it's also gonna help you if you can focus and concentrate on the person who is on the other side of the screen, right? It's also gonna be helpful. But also very important thing is to have some sort of fencing dummy or fencing target you can actually hit and practice your hitting at home. Some people use a sofa, right? But it's sometimes, if your sofa is very expensive, don't do that, because after you hit some certain amount of times, you can destroy your sofa, yeah, and your parents, if you are a child, yeah, your parents are not gonna be happy. And anyway, better to get some dummy, some fencing target. You can buy it online now, so you can put a fencing target on the wall, or even if you have a dummy, usually more expensive, but you can put your dummy at home and practice your hitting, practice your accuracy, practice your skills, disengages, trying to hit on the different parts of the fencing target or fencing dummy, and trying to hit from the different types of distances. Yeah, the very good exercise as well is to hold another fencing sword in the other hand, so you can actually practice even parries or beats. So you can take parry like against your other hand sword, and then you hit the dummy. Some people do it very often and consistently. This is very good exercise, and you can also try. So basically the tip number 4 is to buy or have fencing target or fencing dummy at home, so you can practice actual hitting, yeah. And I think we can add to that just practicing at home. Of course, don't try to do many things which you don't know, because you can change these practicing into the harmful things, right? If you don't know what you are doing, better don't experiment on your body and your techniques, right? But if you doing some simple things, Yeah, so I think it's gonna help you a lot to become more confident, and if you dedicate your time to that, of course, you're gonna be more confident fencer in most cases, I think. All right, that was tip number four. And our tip number five, how to become or how to be more confident fencer, is gonna be injury prevention, right? So injury prevention is actually the complex of exercises which gonna help you to be healthy and be safe during many years, right? So injuries usually not very pleasant thing, because when you're injured, regardless of the severity of the injury, yeah, even light injury, it's not a very pleasant thing. It can annoy you, it can hurt, it can be painful, it can be just it can spoil your fencing, yeah. So you cannot move 100%, is you're never gonna be super strong, right? You can be strong, of course, but better to stay healthy. So what is the injury prevention exercises? You can find actually many things online. Just Google injury prevention exercises, but particularly for fencers, basically it can be stretching. Yeah, so stretching is super important, because when your muscles and your tendons are very flexible, also your joints, right? Everything, your body are flexible. Of course, you can maneuver a little bit more. You can make wider actions on the piste and everywhere, and your muscles become softer, which is also helps them to be more like to be stronger in general. Yeah, they're gonna be stronger, and basically injuries are not gonna happen that often. Yeah, so you have more chances to even get away from any consequences of any move. Yeah, sometimes you can fall down on the piste, or sometimes you can do some fast unexpected action. Yeah, so if you are not flexible, there are much more chances you can get injury. Yeah, of course, depends on the age, but still, even if you are young, stretching is super important thing. So usually people stretch before training and after training, right? So before training, it's actually preparing your muscles to do some exercises. When you stretch, more blood can come to your muscles, the muscles become more protected against any fast and unexpected moves. And after training is very important, because when you actually fence and when you do some exercises, your muscles become very stiff, and it's also can be sometimes dangerous, because when you are stretching, you kind of relieving some tension from your muscles, and you can recover much faster, you can feel better, and you can be more ready for the next training. Yeah, depending of your like of your schedule. Yeah, some people train every day, some professionals, so they have to stretch also every day. Yeah, so it's very important part of injury prevention. And another part is working on some muscles which cannot be developed in fencing, right? Especially on your opposite side of your body, because when you actually fence, the weapon you hold in your right or left hand it has some weight. Yeah, and when you do it very consistently, of course your body is starting to adapt to this weight. Yeah, and your body can change your spine shape. Yeah, can be changed, and sometimes it can be dangerous, especially if you are still young and your body is still growing. Yeah, so basically the human has to be basically balanced. Yeah, human's body has to be balanced. But if you do if you don't do exercises on your opposite side of the body, you can be like more you can be more in danger. Yeah, because you have to be balanced, and you can do some exercises on your on your hand, which doesn't have weapon, yeah, when you fence. So it can be some core exercises, it can be some weight exercises. Sometimes people fence with counterweight, so they hold some weight on the other hand when they fence. Yeah, sometimes you can even fence in the opposite on guard position, yeah, in your left stance or your right stance if you're lefty. So this also can give you some balance, yeah, so you can actually avoid some consequences, harmful consequences of the holding weapon only in one hand during training. Yeah, and also a very important part of the injury prevention is taking care of your legs muscles, because your legs actually moving very fast, and in fencing you can move back and forth very fast, you need to change direction. So you need to stretch your legs, you need to work on your doing some static exercises, some planks, some back lunges, and yeah, in general you need to take care of the muscles on your legs which is not involved in fencing, yeah, because it still can be dangerous. So pay attention at that as well. So that was tip number 5, and how to become more confident fencer. So the last tip, number 6, is gonna be keeping your weapons and clothes in a good state. What does it mean? When you are going to fence, you need to put your fencing jacket, fencing pants on, yeah, put everything on, your weapons. So if your equipment is not very good, not looking good, yeah, it's dirty, and your weapon is rusty and dirty, yeah, and it doesn't work properly, if you have foil isolation tape is also dirty, yeah, and your jacket stinky, yeah, you're not going to show good fencing actually, yeah, because it still affects your mood and your fencing in general, yeah. So if you keep your weapons and keep your clothes in a good state, yeah, you wash them every week, or depending of how many times you train, yeah, but try to wash them consistently, try to take care of them, try to take care of your weapons, change the isolation tape regularly, yeah, try to clean them if they get rusty. So if you take care of your equipment, your equipment is gonna take care of yourself on the fencing piste, yeah, because you have to have everything in excellent state, and that's gonna help you to show excellent and perfect fencing on the piste, right? So this is also very important, and I think this thing, if you're gonna keep your equipment in a good state, in a very clean state, is gonna help you to become more confident and strong fencer. All right, so that was my 6 tips how to become more confident fencer, and hopefully you can use it if you listen them, all 6 tips, yeah, so you can use them and try to think what else you can add to these 6 tips. Yeah, maybe something else can help you to become more confident and stronger fencer. Okay, we are coming to the end of this episode, and I want to say thank you very much for all people who listen and subscribe to this podcast. I'm already working on inviting some other people, some other coaches. I think I'm gonna have some conversations soon with some fencers and some coaches as well. And it's gonna be entertaining, right? I try to make this podcast very entertaining. Yeah, actually, when I invite some people, some guests, I'm trying to not make it looking like complete interview. Yeah, I try to talk with them about some topics. So they're gonna just talk about their fencing life and fencing trainings, fencing career. And I think it's gonna be very interesting for everybody who is related to fencing. And yeah, so if you like this podcast, don't be lazy. You subscribe to it everywhere you can find it. Leave some comments if you can. Yeah, you can also rate it. So I hope you can rate this podcast with 5 stars, right? So I still hope it's gonna help somehow to promote it. Yeah, and some recommendations is gonna come up in some recommendations to some people. And yeah, so I think we are coming to the end. Yeah, if you have any questions, send me a message. You can send me a message in YouTube and Instagram. Yeah, and everywhere you can find me. Yeah, don't forget to visit my website. Also, I recently started uploading this podcast in video format in WeChat. WeChat is Chinese online messenger and some online platform. So they have so-called WeChat channels. Basically, it's their answer to TikTok, right? TikTok is very popular lately, but I don't have Incredible Fencing Podcast there. But I have Incredible Fencing Podcast in WeChat channels, right? So if you are in China, I think it could be easier to listen it there. But if you're not in China, if you wherever you are, you can listen this podcast in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or you can visit the website. So you're welcome to listen it. And I think this is a time to say bye-bye and have a nice day.
You were listening to Incredible Fencing Podcast. For more information, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, visit my Instagram page or website.